You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 102, Science and Scripture. Today's challenge: science is superior to faith as shown by the way Christians harmonize parts of the Bible with the findings of science. Today's defense: all truth is God's truth, and the fact we've learned something new in one field doesn't mean that it is superior to another. This is true within the scientific disciplines themselves. What is learned in one field has ripples that affect others. For example, a discovery in physics may impact astronomy or chemistry. The reverse is also true. The scientific fields thus exist in a state of creative tension with respect to each other, and this is true of every other area of study, including theology. Yet this does not mean that one form of study is superior to another. They are all explorations of different aspects of the truth. When we learn something new in one field, it's natural to seek how it relates to other fields, including religion. If a scientific discovery is well established and seems to contradict a common religious view, it's natural to revisit that view and see if we've understood the matter correctly. Thus, when astronomical discoveries suggest that the Earth might not be the center of the universe, or paleontological and biological discoveries suggested the Earth might be much older than commonly thought and that biological evolution occurs, it was natural to revisit certain texts of Scripture to see whether they had been understood correctly. In both cases, a careful reading showed that they were not, in fact, in conflict with the new scientific perspectives. Passages that talk about the sun rising and setting merely describe natural phenomena according to the language of appearances and don't imply the motion of the sun around the earth any more than we do when we speak of sunrise and sunset. Similarly, long before the rise of modern science, perceptive exegetes like St. Augustine had pointed out features in Genesis 1 that indicate its days were not literal. See Day 90, compare St. Augustine, The Literal Meaning of Genesis, 1:10, 21-22. Investigating the proper way to harmonize Scripture and science is no different in principle than investigating how to harmonize the discoveries of physics with those of astronomy. The findings of every field are properly understood in harmony with the others.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.